Welcome to a TT broadcast on Brexit. Rather than add to the plethora of articles on potential economic effects, we will focus more on the constitutional implications and likely timetable ahead. I'm Mike Jennings, investment strategist here at TT, and I'm delighted to be joined by Lord Butler of Brockwell. Lord Butler is a long-term friend of our founding partner, Tim Tacky, and acts as a consultant to TT. His depth of experience is without compare. In a career spanning four decades, he has been a senior advisor to many UK prime ministers. In particular, he was private secretary to Edward Heath and then to Harold Wilson, advising him during the UK's last European referendum over entry into the EEC, the precursor to the European Union. He then went on to be cabinet secretary to Lady Thatcher, John Major and Tony Blair. As such, he has a unique insight into the procedure and discussions that will be taking place in the corridors of Westminster following the decision of the British people to leave the European Union. Lord Butler, welcome. Is it inevitable that, having chosen to leave, we will actually do so?
No, it's not inevitable, though I think it's very likely that there will be a new relationship with Europe. We will, I think, invoke Article 50. It doesn't follow automatically from the result of the referendum because it was an advisory referendum. On the other hand, the political parties have pledged themselves to accept the will of the people on that. It might need, and constitutional lawyers have advised that it will need, an act of parliament to invoke Article 50. If that view is upheld, I expect such an act would pass quickly through parliament, even though the majority of Parliament is against exit, but because they've decided to accept the will of the people on this. Then there will be negotiations, and we don't know where those negotiations will lead. There are various models for the new relationship, and they'll take, I think, at least 2 years. Then there is an issue about whether there should be a further referendum on those terms. I don't believe there'll be another referendum in the short term. But of course, when people voted for about whether we should remain or leave the European Union, they didn't know what terms we might have. And so if it was right to give the people an opinion on that, it would, in my view, be right to give them an opinion on the terms which emerge from the negotiations.
And how important is it who is the next Prime Minister, i.e. the leader of the Conservative Party?
Well, it's very important because that person in the short term anyway will lead the negotiations. And I note that in the last day or two, there's movement towards Mrs. May, Theresa May. And I think, from my personal point of view, if she were the one to be elected, that would be a very good choice indeed.
Is it more likely under Theresa May that we would have a premature general election, do you think, than under Boris Johnson, or vice versa?
I think that's very difficult to predict. I don't expect a general election in the short term. When the outcome of the negotiations has become clearer, at that point, whoever is the head of the government might well think that they should have a further mandate from the people. But that, I would think, would not be for 2 years.
And do you think it's possible to have a separation rather than a divorce with the European Union, or is that impossible, do you think?
Well, I certainly think it could be a separation. I don't believe that it would be a divorce because we have to have a relationship with the European Union. But that relationship could take several forms. It could take the form of the free trade area, the same terms as Norway has. Now, those terms wouldn't give those who voted for leave everything they wanted, because we would still be paying a subscription and we would still have to accept to some extent the freedom of movement of people. I notice that Mrs. Merkel has said this morning that when the negotiations start, which won't be till the autumn, everything can be on the table, but Britain oughtn't to expect a free choice. So I believe that some deal will have to be made, and that could include elements of access to the free market and some control on migration. And that, I suppose, is where the outcome will be.
And for the rest of Europe, is the cat now out of the bag? Are others going to follow the lead of the UK?
Well, it will give a big boost to parties in other parts of Europe who are critical of the EU. And to my mind, that is a good thing, because I think the EU does need reform. Almost everybody, I think, agrees on that. And if that gives a boost to reform because of pressure from other member countries, that will be a good outcome.
Lord Butler, thank you for your valuable insights.